Markets reject administration optimism as AI bubble warnings mount. S&P futures fell more than 2.6% in early trading Sunday, reflecting a confluence of concerns: semiconductor sector volatility, Federal Reserve policy uncertainty, and growing unease about AI market concentration. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett called markets terribly wrong to price in Fed rate increases after May job numbers showed 172,000 new positions, well above the forecasted 140,000. Traders, however, interpreted the same strong data as evidence of persistent inflation pressure rather than a signal for rate cuts. Energy markets added complexity. Energy Secretary Wright announced the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will gain 40 million barrels at no taxpayer cost through arrangements with oil companies. Separately, Hassett predicted gas prices would drop fast, contingent on a potential Iran deal. A forecast independent energy analysts declined to share, suggesting pre-war gasoline price levels may not return until 2027. Gasoline futures contracts for delivery next summer were still trading above $4 per gallon, supporting the analysts' more cautious view. Cryptocurrency markets added further stress. Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy, which holds more than 214,000 Bitcoin on its balance sheet, was forced to deny margin call rumors as Bitcoin touched 2026 lows. Bitcoin is now moving more closely with the Nasdaq than with traditional inflation hedges like gold, a correlation shift that suggests institutional adoption has made crypto more sensitive to technology sector dynamics and Federal Reserve policy. Barclays released a note acknowledging AI crowding risks while maintaining a bullish outlook on technology stocks, essentially arguing that investments are overvalued but that momentum will continue. Despite the sector adding 69,000 workers in May, AI-driven layoffs simultaneously hit a two-year high as companies hire AI specialists while eliminating traditional programming and customer service roles. The deflationary nature of AI productivity gains, reducing demand for human labor, poses a longer-term risk to consumer spending power that the bulls have yet to fully account for.